Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and in part one of our five-part Knoxville City Council candidate series, we're talking with incumbent City Council member Carolyn Formanek to talk about her candidacy for the City Council. Carolyn, you've decided to go ahead and run once again for the City Council. Tell us, why are you running once again?
Well, Tony, being on the City Council for the last 6 years is a very growing experience for me. I've learned a lot of different skills. I feel like I've been effective in a lot of ways. And since we're in transition with the city manager right now, something I'm very excited to participate in again, there's this limbo stage that we're doing very well in, but I don't want to see us lose ground after being in for 6 years and realizing that we have project after project and we've really ramped up what we've been doing for the community and the things we've accomplished. I don't want to let those things kind of slip through the cracks, and we've identified a few things that actually happened to with our last city manager transition phase. And I'd be very sad if any of the projects that we're working on right now actually didn't happen because we just didn't follow through. So that's the main reason that I'm running. And I think streetscape needs to continue, and we're kind of in a lull right now with that, and I don't want to see that drop. And I'm just really excited for what things are actually happening in the city. Instead of people just talking about it, it's actually happening. And I want to see that continue.
Now, obviously, you've been on the council for some time, but aside from your already previous experience on the council, what are some of the qualifications that you have to be a council member?
Well, I think I'm approachable. You'll see me and several council members downtown messing with the flowers, and a lot of people stop to talk to us when we do that. And I feel like that's a really good tool to get to know people that I wouldn't actually come into contact with in other ways. I like running into people in the grocery store, and they have a concern about one thing or another, and I think that makes me effective. Some of the other qualifications I have are that I didn't grow up here, so I don't have family members that live here. I have a lot of ties to the community, but there's not a whole lot of strings attached, and I'm happy to be able to listen to everybody from an objective point of view.
From your time on the council, what are some things that you've seen that are your more proud moments of being on the council?
Oh my goodness, there's so many, Tony. When I came on the council 1 year, I don't know if it was the year before or the first couple years I was on, there were only 3 building permits taken out the whole year, 3. And now we are considering ramping up the amount of people that we have handling building permits because we have so many. When I came on, there was only 2 hotels. Now there's 3. That has changed a lot of what goes on in our community. When we did the city manager search the first time, we had to house our city manager candidates in a hotel in Pella. And that was extremely mortifying for me that we are asking people to be our city manager and we can't even find a hotel for them. So it's exciting to hear that we have so many building permits come in. We have also completed the first 2 phases of streetscape. It's a phenomenal change to downtown. It looks completely different. Simultaneously, while doing that, I know that you and I see the infrastructure on top and, you know, all the pretties on top, but the more important part of that project was satisfying the DNR with our I&I issues. So we took out all that infiltration that was going on in those 100-year-old pipes under the streets, and they're much happier with us now. We didn't have a permit for many years, and we have one this year, and we're very, very proud of that. We're able to work with them constructively. Instead of arguing with them, we've been able to find a way to make them happy, and we can do what we need to do. That's why we're lining the streets right now. That's another thing that we did that we researched, figured out. The water reclamation director researched, figured out what we could do, and it's being done right now. Those are really big things that people don't really realize. You just expect to have sewers, but that's a really big thing for us.
Now, what are some other things you want to let the citizens know in regards to running for city council?
I've always been proud of the fact that I'm not a single issue candidate. I'm somebody who came into running for city council and learning about city council to fulfill my desire to make Knoxville a better place to live. We've raised 3 children here. We've always been happy to live here. We've been very well integrated into the community, and I just want to see Knoxville be the best it can be.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, incumbent City Council candidate Carolyn Formanek, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIA, KRLS.com.